All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the New York Giants are in the midst of OTAs, and with that said, wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. has been a no-show. And let me clear things up. These are voluntary team, organized team activities right now that Beckham is not being a part of. He has instead opted to be with his trainer and working on his craft in that fashion. And I know that there are some folks within the Giants organization, first and foremost, head coach Ben McAdoo, who are not thrilled that Beckham is not there. And I know there are going to be some other people that want to criticize Beckham for not being there. But the bottom line is, you can't blame him. First and foremost, these are voluntary team activities. If the Giants wanted Beckham there, they should have had the language written in his contract for him to be there or give him some type of cash incentive for him to be there. That is not the case right now. On top of that, there are reports coming out that Beckham is seeking a new deal. He is still on his rookie contract with the Giants right now. He is only scheduled to earn a base salary of just north of $1.8 million for the upcoming season. He's due roughly $8.5 million next season. And you're talking about a guy that once you look at his production in just 3 years in the NFL, 288 receptions, more than 4,000 receiving yards, and 35 receiving touchdowns. This guy is the real deal. This past season, he had 101 receptions for 1,367 yards with 10 TDs, and he is one of the few home run hitters at the wide receiver position in the NFL. Like I've said before, money is the ultimate equalizer. And if you pay Beckham, he's going to go out there, and he's going to be there, and he's going to support you. That's the bottom line. But if you're looking at the Giants' brain trust right now of co-owner John Mara, who has already let it be known that he wants Beckham to remain a Giant, you look at general manager Jerry Reese, head coach Ben McAdoo, and, of course, the veteran quarterback in Eli Manning. And, I mean, Eli Manning is a low guy on his pecking order list right here. But it's the bottom line is if Eli wants him there, the Giants are going to take care of him. And I think as a whole, the Giants want Beckham there. But they got to go out there and take care of business. And that's showing Beckham the money. He just signed a new endorsement deal with Nike. Arguably, it's going to be one of the richest sports contracts for a football player with a shoe company in their history. And it's a situation he's probably going to get more money right now from Nike than he is the Giants. But at the same time, you look at the rash of injuries that have gone on during OTAs this season with the Detroit Lions and the Baltimore Ravens just coming to mind as two clubs that are dealing with potential season-ending injuries, especially with the Ravens. You look at it like this. If you get hurt, you're just going to get your base salary. You're not going to get any extra money with it. So if you're Beckham, you might as well stay away, keep yourself healthy, and go out there and work with your trainer and continue to work on your craft. Now, the Giants do have some mandatory sessions coming up, and Beckham will be there for those. But again, people should not, and I repeat, not get hot under the collar if a guy misses a voluntary session. This was agreed upon and the CBA between the players and the owners because the players were complaining about the amount of practice time that they were forced to go through. Now, because of that, you have these voluntary sessions, and if the guy doesn't want to be there, and if the guy doesn't have the language in his contract, and there's no incentive money on the table, you cannot blame the guy. You can talk about team chemistry all you want. You can talk about the chemistry that he needs to have with Eli Manning. I understand the issues that Beckham had in not performing in the playoff loss this past January to the Green Bay Packers, and of course that whole boat trip down to Miami after the Giants clinched a playoff spot. But I'll tell you like this. The bottom line is, when the lights go on, he's ready. And you look throughout the history of the NFL, you've had star players that have gone on and done their own thing in the offseason, and they've come back, and they've been ready to contribute to their respective clubs at a high level. It's just the fact that the name is Odell Beckham. It's just the fact that last year didn't end on a positive note for the New York Giants, and you know, a lot of people want to blame that on Beckham. Beckham was a part of it, but he's not all of it. But the bottom line is, the Giants need to take care of him, and you take care of him, the passing game is going to look a lot better. Eli Manning is going to look a lot better at quarterback than he already does. And the New York Giants offensively will be a much better club. So right now, I don't blame Beckham for not being around at OTAs. And if the Giants want him there, they'll definitely simply show him the money. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.